military offensive. South Africa's accused Israel of genocide. It says the court's decision is a significant milestone in the search for justice for the Palestinian people. But Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, says the case should never have been brought.
Israel's commitment to international law is unwavering. The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous, and decent people everywhere should reject it.
A coroner has ruled that a 14-year-old girl who experienced bullying behaviour died by suicide. Mia Janine was found dead at her home in London in March 2021, one day after asking her parents about moving school. The King has been admitted to hospital for prostate treatment. He's been treated in the same hospital as the Princess of Wales, who continues her recovery after undergoing abdominal surgery last week. Jurgen Klopp will stand down as Liverpool manager at the end of the season. The German, who's been in charge at Anfield since 2015, has told supporters via social media he loves them, but has simply run out of energy.
I don't want to wait until I'm too old for having a normal life, and I need at least to give it a try at one point to see how it is. It's the right moment for me, and I think it's the right moment as well for the club.
Klopp has won 6 major trophies at Liverpool, including the Premier League title in 2020. England's cricketers have endured a tough second day of their first test against India. The hosts have built a 175-run first innings lead, having got to the close of play on 421 for 7. And Bernie Ecclestone's more than half a billion pound fraud settlement made him 2023's second biggest taxpayer. A Sunday Times list also shows the youngest single taxpayer to make the top 100 was Ed Sheeran, who paid around 39 million. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rollins.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will remain dry with mainly clear skies throughout. Just the odd patch of cloud drifting by at times, though, with light and gentle winds. Now, looking over to Saturday, it will continue dry and will be another bright day with plenty of wintry sunshine about. However, a few light patches may continue to drift by for some of us. Overnight lows of 1 tonight, but highs of 9 for Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello, welcome, it's Friday here on Drive. Welcome aboard. And we've got a special guest later on. No, not just Patrick. We'll be speaking to him after Katy Perry, but Steve Linton of Brentwood Town FC. But let's kick the day off, shall we, with Katy Perry and Raw.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sit quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough.
Welcome to Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and Patrick is still in the studio. Hang on, I'll turn you on.
Thank you so much.
It's all about me at first. Hang on, let me turn you back. No, don't. So actually, we're just Katy Perry Roar. We were just talking about my roaring.
Your roaring over the weekend and paying for it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, totally. Well, I was watching the football and wasn't very happy with some of the decisions. So I was actually really quite, like, not nastily.
No, of course not. No, no.
Kind of thing, you know.
Just, just a general raucous noise.
It, yeah, and my voice is gone. I said, like, I've paid for it, you know. And there was me being naughty.
There you go.
I don't normally do, and I've paid for it.
Do you know what? A friend of mine yesterday was telling me he'd been to, for a birthday, it's an interesting thing to do, he's a big football fan, and so he and his son had been to Lille in France just to watch a game there, which is what they really went for, just to watch a game. And he said that, but one of the most extraordinary things about it was, he said that the singing was properly organised. So they had, so where all the people who were the home supporters who were singing, they had kind of a guy there who was actually officially at the front doing like a choir leader, and somebody else playing, I can't remember what piece of, I think he said trumpet or something, actually playing along with it as well. He said the amazing thing was, he said, we were by these people, and literally for the entire 90 minutes they sang all the way through. He said this is what they just went there for. Isn't that amazing?
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Stand women, watch out. I think that's what's going to be happening.
But I think, yeah, you know, And he said, clearly, you know, that's what they come for.
Yeah.
So he said, so they didn't particularly react to anything that was going on in the game. So they were watching, but they were all involved all the time with their singing.
And that's it sometimes with football. It is about community and
absolutely
all being together, you know.
Yeah.
Singing, as we know, is a
absolutely
wonderful thing.
Just an amazing thing.
Hang on, I'll have to write that on my list now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Organise the singing.
Organise the singing. Get Patrick at the front of these.
Waving away.
Baton,
absolutely. Yeah, but no, that sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds like they had just a really great time. So,
they weren't joining in with the singing as well.
I think they just went to see the guy. I think they knew this was going to happen, really. So it was about going for the experience, really, of it all.
Wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, love all that. So, but listen, what are you up to at the weekend?
What am I up to at the weekend? Not so much this weekend, particularly. You know, just be a nice quietish one. You know, we had the big cathedral ball that I was at last Saturday evening.
Of course, we had to dress up. It was all ever dapper, weren't
you? Oh, I've got a picture. I'll show you. No, you won't put it up there, but I'll show you. But also, the interesting thing was, I will say actually that, you know, we had this great band, sort of three piece band, kind of like playing. But the thing was, they were really loud, and they kept on going until 11:30. So there we were in Chelmsford. I think the loudest place at 11:30 last Saturday night was the cathedral.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that extraordinary? Are we all dancing? Yeah. Well, cathedral's got flexible seating, so it can all be moved out of the way. So there it was.
You couldn't really talk much because you couldn't hear each other.
When they started, I mean, you know, we had food, obviously, earlier on. You could chat away with them. But when they started, they were really loud. But it was great. It was a wonderful atmosphere. So that was last weekend, particularly. So this weekend, just a little bit chilling out, a little bit. Absolutely.
And you had a lovely guest today as well, didn't you?
He was fantastic. I mean, that's 2 weeks running, really, where I've had people from amazing charities that actually I didn't know anything about, you know. And I've been involved in sort of various things in this area for a couple of decades, really. And yet, I've never heard of these people, heard of these things. So this is REMAP, who are an amazing charity. They're national, but this is a local group. And really what they do is it's for people who are disabled, and they will adapt sort of commercially available equipment for someone. But if there's nothing that's commercially available, they will make it. They're mostly retired. And you've got 20 in his group, and they are all retired engineers. He said, and they just love this. And he was talking so enthusiastically, particularly about a game that they've made recently. which was kind of like, I mean, he called it Whack the Mole, but I think he called it Whack the Rat, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've made this, and they've made this actually for people with dementia, and for and they sold five of them to homes where, I mean, just for playing for the parts, but for where there are dementia people, and they just absolutely loved it. And he was talking about that, and then also about a wheelchair an adaptation that they did for somebody in Harlow, where she got a young baby, and they wanted the wheelchair so that she could sit in the wheelchair, but the baby could sit sort of like facing her on the front of the wheelchair, like this, to one side. But there was nothing like that commercially available, so the guys designed it, made it, and did it.
That's,
I mean, they are just a wonderful charity.
And
a wonderful charity.
Online later, won't it
will, so. But it's called Remap.
With the links as well.
Yeah, all the links will be there and everything. So yeah, and in fact, a picture of the that particular wheelchair. That's going to put that up as well.
And it's the thing, because when people retire as well, I think, what we're going to do. So to do something really positive. Like,
well, and Peter, he kind of like said straight away. He said, "Well, I'm in my 80s," and he was he'd been this morning. He'd been in Witham with somebody looking at something that needed to be done to get her access in more easier into her house.
Yeah.
He was chatting with me here this afternoon, and then he was off to see somebody in Chelmsford this afternoon.
Unbelievable.
And in his 80s. Extraordinary.
But do you know what? I think life is all about purpose as well.
It's all about purpose. You're absolutely correct.
No matter what it is. So.
That's exactly what it's like. You've got to feel that you've got a purpose, and really, ideally, that you're making the world a better place for people.
Just that little bit of difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, the difference in the world.
Oh, well, do you know what, Patrick? When I came in, you was all like happy and sunny.
It
always feels like warm in the studio when I walk in, but the sun was actually shining. I've had to shut the blind a little bit.
Yeah, amazing.
So I have picked out a song.
Of course.
Kinks, Sunny Afternoon.
Marvellous.
And hopefully it remains sunny for all your drive home.
Thank you much, Joe.
Right,
take
thanks,
care.
Thanks, Patrick. I will
Cheers.
See you later. And
bye-bye.
You know what? You deserve a little... There we go.
Thank you so much.
Sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. So
cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Now, we've got a brilliant 4 at 4.30, which I'll tell you about a little bit later. And don't forget as well, you just heard the ad for Brentwood Town. We are having Steve Linton. Yes, he will be in the studio to talk about the 3G project coming up. It's super exciting stuff. And he's going to be a regular as well on the show. So it's going to be his first time that he's going to meet you, which I can't wait. And that'll be after 5 o'clock tonight. Now, we've got a tenuous link for our 2 and 3.30. So I'll tell you about that in a minute. It's a brilliant era, though. You are going to love the tracks, but there's a tenuous link that I want to know about. But I'll tell you that a little bit later. Now we've got a brand new track. Loving this. Love Cat Burns, don't we? This is Know That You're Not Alone.
I'm not getting any younger. The years are catching up on me. I'm almost 23. Quit my job, it wasn't healthy. I'm not where I wanna be. Where I wanna be. But therapy has kinda helped me learn that it's okay not to be okay.
flying by now. But I feel so glued to the ground. I look around, everybody's in the same boat. So let go and know that you're not alone. Thought I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down. When nothing feels like home, it's good to know that you're not alone.
Oh, I love that. Cat Burns, Know That You're Not Alone. Now, coming up after the travel, we have got a request. It's Stereophonics Just Looking. Remember, if you want to request, radio@phoenixfm.com or my socials, Facebook and Instagram, at Joe Bailey Music.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, well, in Billericay, slow traffic at southbound. It's A129 northbound between Barley Lands Farm and London Road. A120 eastbound, slow approaching Galley's Corner. Here in Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. All towards the High Street, of course, Wilson's Corner. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on Ballow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Also, slow traffic on Parkway East between High Bridge and the roundabout. Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street. This is westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Southend, just come in, actually slow moving traffic on Victoria Avenue southbound between East Street and West Street and Kingsway, and usual traffic coming out of London at the moment as well. Dartford Tunnel's looking good as well, as is the bridge, but look at the Tube. Now there's severe delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, minor delays on the Metropolitan Line, the Underground Station is closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town, and finally, there's minor delays on the Piccadilly Line, Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, all due to a shortage of trains.
There's things I want, there's things I think I want, things I've had, there's things I wanna have. Do I want the dreams, the ones we're forced to sing? Do I want the perfect wife, where perfect ain't quite right? Shopping every back the next break. You see, the more you fly, the more you risk your life. And I'm just looking, I'm not dying. I'm just looking, it keeps me smiling.
to see. I drew a smile on my face to paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Top of the world, right where I wanna be. So how can this dark cloud be raining over me? But hearts break and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Glim, don't be so hard on yourself. That's what I always say to everyone that I ever meet, including myself, but it never works on myself. Anyway, right, we have our 2 at 3.30. We've got a tenuous link today. It is the wonderful, it ever seems ever so lovely, Andrew Ridgeley. Yes, it's his birthday today, 61, I believe, and of course, one half of Wham. He's also an environmentalist, because I know he's a surfer, and I'm sure he sort of does stuff with a charity here in the UK. Anyway, there's a tenuous link to the band that I'm going to be playing after Wham. So what is the link between Andrew Ridgeley and the next band that I'm going to be playing after The Edge of Heaven?
Yeah.
the tenuous link, yes, for our two at 3:30 was 3:30. Wham! Edge of Heaven. Of course, it is Andrew Ridgeley's birthday today. And if it's your birthday, I hope you're having a brilliant one. And the sun's come out for you as well today, so happy days. But the link between Wham! And Bananarama is that Andrew Ridgeley, his brother Paul, actually was like a percussionist back in the day, still is now, obviously, and played for Bananarama. And also, there's another link, Karen Woodward and him, they dated for years as well. So there's the link to Andrew Ridgeley. There'll be a 4 at 4:30 coming out from a chart from On This Day back when. It's a brilliant one. Again, another one where I just don't know which ones to choose for you, but that's all coming up around 4:30. But now we got Panic at the Disco and High Hopes here on Phoenix FM.
Or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Up next, brilliant new track from Sabrina Carpenter with Feather. But let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Look at a couple of events coming up soon, but he's had away with What Is Love. This is actually his first single, and the highest it ever peaked was number two. What Is Love? Do you know what year it was from?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
What is Love by Hadaway? Now, there's an event coming up. It's actually from This Girl's Ability. Now, they've been in the studio before as well, and they do loads of stuff. They've got hubs in Dagenham and Chelmsford, I should say, and up the road in Havering. And basically what they do is empowering girls and young women with disabilities through sports and create opportunities. So, of course, it's a charity, and they do need to raise money. So there is a celebration evening, and it's a quiz for This Girl's Ability. It's Friday the 2nd of February, so it's next Friday. It's £5 per person, £2.50 per member or sibling if you are as well. They've got raffles and games, and there's a licensed bar there because it's a brilliant place to be. But you can bring your own snacks along. That's how wonderful they are, right? And it's at Dagenham and Redbridge FC. It's at Victoria Road in Dagenham. There's free parking there as well for people. And I'm hosting the quiz. That's the only downside, to be fair. But again, it's all in aid of the charity. So, of course, all funds go straight back into more creating more opportunities for the young girls. And you can contact by emailing at thisgirlsability.co.uk. You can get more information if you want to there. So it's contact at thisgirlsability.co.uk. So whether you want to get a team together or whether you just want to turn up and just by yourself or with a couple of other friends, they'll find a team for you. They make up a team for you. And they're such a lovely bunch of people, Nikki and the guys over there, as is the people at Dagenham and Redbridge. Right, so that is that there. Now we are going to have a track that I haven't heard for a long time, so I'm loving this one now. Billy Joel, tell her about it here on Phoenix FM.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you, but a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how
another artist I didn't really appreciate when he was about at the time. I can't stop playing him now. Anyway, in the second hour of Drive, please do come back, because we've got a brilliant one-hit wonder from the 80s. Great 4 at 4:30 on this day back when, to a chart, and I just want you to guess what it is. I'm sure you will get this one right, because there are some absolute classics around. Oh, and as well, we're going to be finishing off the 20 new pastimes that us Brits, especially in Essex, would like to try out. And I want to see if yours is amongst that. So I'll see you after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.